it. The Final Frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hey everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode number 11. Commodore 64 remixes and original SID sounds to go. I'm your host, Ian Lund-Thompson, and as usual, for the next 20-30 minutes or so, I shall be spreading the Commodore love all the way from rainy Copenhagen, Denmark. If you're a new listener, welcome. If you tuned in before, welcome back. On today's show, music from Arkanoid to Zach McCracken, news, feedback, and the loss, unfortunately, of a great man. First up, here's Jay Rooney, Arkanoid 2005. Arkanoid 2005 there. Next up, X-Forms, Light Force. I met the Dimming Nut and his girlfriend Nina and Floof and, at the meeting, the Slay Radio Gathering thing in Gothenburg in early July. So, hi to you guys and girl. Anyway, I'm rambling. Light Force. We'll be right back. X-Form Z or X-Forms or however you want to pronounce it there with Light Force. Now for the news. Well, first off, I've got I made a bit of an investment and got myself a pop filter for mounting on your good old microphone boom stand thing. So now I can basically go Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, and it won't turn up crap on them on the recording. So yay, that's good. Well, it bloody had to be. Have you got any idea what pop filters cost? Yeah, I know. I could build one myself, and I actually looked into it and found that it would probably cost me next to nothing, except for time, and I haven't got that, and I can't be asked to build something. So, Anyway, moving on. In other takeaway-related news, we've now got a promo out, which was done by Marcel Donnet. And most excellent job he did. And that one went live on the openpodcast.org network. And if you're not familiar with openpodcast.org, it's basically a place where you you post an email, you send them an email with an MP3 attachment, and they put it out on their podcast feed, and it's sort of like open radio. Loads of people are using it for distributing promos, and there's also some let's just say weird things going on the openpodcast.org feed. So I'll of course have a link to the promo in the show notes, and later on I'll publish it on the podcast feed, so whether you want to hear it or not, you are going to. If you're a podcaster yourself, get in touch if you decide to play the promo on your show. I'd like to know who's doing that and give them a bit of a shout out and give a warm welcome to listeners tuning in from whoever I know has played the promo. Right, that's it for the podcast news for this section. Now for some proper news, that is to say some remix news. The Retro Event 2005 webpage gets an update. The Retro Event 2005 is of course the event held in Copenhagen, Denmark on November the 5th, 2005. It's arranged by Veteran Rockers Press Play on Tape. See, I can even say Press Play on Tape now that I've got a pop filter. Pretty nifty, huh? Anyway, they've now got an update to their website, and they've added a travel and stay and some getting around sections, and they're probably adding more stuff later on. So bookmark their page. It's www.pressplayontape.com. And again, there you see the advantage of the pop killer. Anyway, I'll shut up about that one now. In also in happy news, the Back in Time Live DVD goes gold. Yes, after I don't know how long time. This was originally planned to come out way back when, actually after the Back in Time Brighton gig, which was, let me see, 2 years ago, at least. Anyway, the DVD has now been mastered. The cover is all designed and everything sent out to the printers, so that should be good. I immediately pre-ordered my copy, and I of course urge everyone else to do the same thing. Now, in a bit more sad news, well, not more sad news because we haven't done any sad news yet, but we're going to do it now, so bear with me. The Retro Gamer magazine, unfortunately, is no more. On Monday, 22nd of August, Live Publishing, the company that publishes Retro Gamer, went into administration, and it's a sad thing, as someone put it. It's sad for me as a reader, and it's sadder for me as a freelancer who used to work for the magazine, and they now owe people money. But some of these freelancers that are owed money have set up the Retro Survival freelancer CD scene. It's basically, their premise for doing this is basically that when Live Publishing and Retro Gamer went into administration, they had loads of published articles that the freelancers had submitted. They had also submitted stuff that wasn't published until now, and enter the Retro Survival Freelancer CD sign scene, which is basically going to be articles from the missing issue 19 and beyond, and an archive of freelance written retro gamer material, and some bonus extra cuts from the original articles. And they've set up a mailing list so you can keep up with the announcements. And there's also a forum as well, and I'll have the links up in the show notes. Right, that's it. I'm of course very sorry to see Retro Gamer gone. I only ever managed to get hold of one copy, one issue of the magazine, but it was a very nice read. So I'm sad to see that go, and hoping the best for the people that were like regular employees there, and of course all the freelancers. Yeah, that's it really. So happy trails, guys, and I hope you figure out what you need to figure out, and get some of the money back that's owed via this CD scene project thing. We're gonna go over move on now with a bit of music. Here's Slumgul, or Slum God, or whatever. It's Crack Out, originally by Bender Gleish. Here is the Cockmock mix. Right, go. Slum God there. Crack out. Cock mock mix. Time for some feedback. Sonny Gulati. I don't know if I'm butchering that name or not. Sonny writes in, when I first tuned in, I expected to hear some Sid sounds like I remembered from having a Commodore 64. Instead, what I hear is a very clean, polished electronic sound that sounds nothing like a Commodore 64. So I'm like, what? Are these sounds made by Commodore 64s, or is it stuff that was composed on C64s that was remixed with modern instruments? I guess I'm missing some history as to what exactly a C64 remix is. It sounds like there's a very big community around it, but I have no references as to the history of that community, so I'm a little lost. I keep hoping that on some podcast you might explain what exactly is going on, but to this date I have yet to hear that explanation. If you could point me to something that can educate me, please, I would most appreciate that. Thanks for the email, first off, Sonny. When I started this thing out, I probably thought everyone probably knows what the SID is, and what a remix is. And if they don't know, well, remix, it's sort of a dead giveaway, isn't it? But I guess it's not. So I'm now going to take a short while to just do a quick explanation. Yeah, basically, you're right. It is not done on Commodore 64s. It's done on modern instruments. And in some cases, it's like the parallax on piano we played on an earlier show, it's done on older instruments, like a piano. But that's basically what it is. It's people that will remix music inspired, that will make music inspired by the tunes from the Commodore 64s. So whether you want to call it a remix or a remake or whatever, like William Shakespeare said, what's in a name? The history of it. That's an entire show just to answer that question, so I'm going to do that later on. Basically, people who owned Commodore 64s and who got onto other computers, they thought like, I wonder if we could remake or remix. There's that thing again. If we could turn the music that we heard on the Commodore 64 into something that people can hear on whatever computers were available at the time. So people started doing mods on the Amiga, and then the PC came along and they started doing mods and S3Ms and XMs and all sorts of module formats, music file formats there. And at one point someone started doing MIDIs, and that turned into remixes, and some sites came along, and some sites went the way of the dodo, and now here we are, loads of years later, and Commodore 64 remixing is very much alive. We've got CDs, we've got free tunes available, so it's all good. There's something for everyone. So that's basically it. It's music from and inspired by the Commodore C64 home computer that gets played on this podcast, which is to say SIDs, named after the sound interface device chip that produced the sound in the Commodore 64, and of course whatever people will turn it into using whatever equipment they have. So hopefully that clears that one up. I'm going to delve into some more feedback emails later on. I'm probably going to do a bit of a catch-up next show. For now, it's time for some more music. Let me just check my notes. It's THC Flatline, and it's Short Circuit. And here it is. I just... yeah, minor technical cut up there, but here it is, THC Flatline, Short Circuit, originally by Martin Galway. THC Flatline there, Short Circuit. Next up, DJ Lizard, Zach McCracken, International Karate Mix. Yeah, it's, well, I guess the modern term is mashup. Mashup, sorry. The two tunes. There you go. DJ Lizard there. Not, technically, not a mashup. I know I just told you it was a mashup, but it's not, because a mashup is when you blend two tunes, and, well, even though this was blended from two tunes from Zach McCracken and International Karate, it was done by DJ Lizard himself, and basically he had an old International Karate mix, and he put bits of it in a Zach McCracken mix, so it's... Yeah, okay, it's a mashup, it's not a mashup, you decide. Anyway, we're coming up on the last tune for today. We're coming up at the end of the show. Before I just hand out that last tune and that last bit of information, another bit of information, the penultimate bit of information, if you like. As usual, you can find the show site over at www.slayradio.org/podcast, and that's www.slayradio.org/podcast, where you can, of course, find the show notes, which has links to everything featured on today's show, so I don't need to spell out links for all the other things. I can just spell out one link. Pretty nifty, yeah. Feedback, most welcome to podcast@slayradio.org. And don't forget to show your appreciation over on podcastalley.com. Now, we're coming up on the last bit. For those of you who had, as they say on radio, if you've been with us since the beginning, you remember that I said that I had a bit of sad news. And I do have a bit of sad news. The world lost a great man this week, the last Sunday, on August 21st. Bob Moog passed away. If you have no idea who the man is, maybe you heard of the Moog synthesizer, and he basically invented that one way back in the day, and it was one of the first commercially available synthesizers. And even though I couldn't find any evidence as to the work of Bob Moog, or Dr. Moog as he was later known, had any influence on Bob Jans or Bob Janes or however you pronounce it. Sorry, Bob, if I got it wrong. Bob was the guy who created the sound interface device chip, the SID chip, the sound chip in the Commodore 64 that has given us all these nice sounds and consequently given us all these nice remixes. Now, as I said, I'm not sure whether Bob Jans was thinking of Bob Moog when Bob Moog's work, that is, when he created the SID chip, but I'm pretty sure that Dr. Moog had a widespread influence all over the world. So of course my thoughts go out to his friends and family and the bazillion fans out there for whom the arrival of the Mini Moog and the other products from Moog synthesizers got their lives were affected by the arrival of this synthesizer. So I'd like for you, ladies and gentlemen, to take a few minutes with me and remember a great man, to pay homage, to pay tribute to the memory of Bob Moog. We've got a SID that was created as a cover of a tune that was available on a 1968 album. It was later a big hit for a group called Hot Butter, and this was in 1972, but the track is originally from 1968, 69, maybe I got it wrong. You probably know which one I'm talking about. It is, of course, Popcorn. Happy trails, Dr. Moog. Recorded from a Commodore 64, originally a hit on Hot Butter's version, also called Popcorn, originally came out in 1968, 1969, played on a Moog synthesizer. That's the show for tonight. I'll see you guys next time. Take care. Stay subscribed. Bye-bye.